I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sitting on the desk of Vladimir Putin, Russia's president, is a bill that could destroy any religious freedom that churches in the country currently have. Slavic Gospel Association President Bob Provost says,
well, effectively, right now in Russia, without a Berlin Wall, the level of restriction that the Russian church had for 72 years is on the eve of being reinstalled. I mean, we couldn't even imagine when we started reading through this bill that under the guise of anti-terrorism, but then through it in a number of little paragraphs, it becomes clear that the main purpose of this bill is to shut down evangelical Christianity.
The key date, July 20th. That's when the bill will either be signed or declined. Until then, let's be praying that this bill doesn't pass. And comprehending God's word is a vital step in spiritual growth. That's why Wycliffe USA is working tirelessly translating God's word in Papua New Guinea. Thanks to technology, they're doing it even faster now. Wycliffe's John Nystrom says translation software finds errors that translators might miss on their own, and this leaves them more time to ensure that the text is clear and accurate. It's made for efficient production, but Nystrom says that's not the only goal.
When we're doing Bible translation, we're not just producing a text as fast as we can. We're also developing people who are training to continue the Bible translation movement in their culture, in their country, and to help other people do that as well.
Wycliffe has multiple areas where Wycliffe can assist with the translation process. Find out how you can get involved at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? We'll get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.